Hello, thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit biteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my guest is Kelly T. Smith. She is the creator of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards. The Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle offers guidance on any issue or emotional challenge that you may be facing and will provide you with down-to-earth solutions, advice, and wisdom. The 77 cards, used in a fun and creative way, can help you achieve the life you want to consciously create. In today's fast-paced world, with its constant stream of information, advertisements, and advice, it can be hard to know where to turn when you need help. The answers may lie within you if you know how to connect with your deeper self, and access your intuition. The Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle offers guidance on any issue or emotional challenge that you may be facing and will provide you with practical solutions, advice, and wisdom. Now is the time to take full responsibility for your life and your future. Slow down, take a deep breath, and work with the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle to help you live a life of spiritual connectedness. For more information, you can visit Kelly's website, which is intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. Again, that's intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. So, everyone, let me check it. I want to make sure that we have Kelly. So, just please hold on one moment. Okay, again, today's special guest is Kelly T. Smith. Hello, Kelly. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to talking to with you. I've enjoyed your deck. I've been using it. I'm a deck person. I love decks. Anyways, it's really been fun. So I'm really looking forward to talking about it. I guess what I really would like to start with is in the beginning of your deck, in your book, you talk about your story, and you know that you had an awakening and also had the experience of the dark night of the soul. I think that it really kind of sets the stage for your deck, and kind of what you went on after that. So if you wouldn't mind, sharing that with the listeners? I think that would give them a real good perspective of kind of where you've come from.
Yes, I would love to. So I wrote that in the book because I really wanted people to understand that the whole point of creating this deck was to be a tool. I got a guided message to be a tool to help people with everyday life situations and to help guide them back into their inner connection, because we all have an inner connection, but it's whether or not we're tapping into that or listening to that or turning up the volume to that in regards to if we can create a life that's in alignment with who we really are. And so through my own journey, this deck came about. And it started when I had several, kind of like I wrote in the book, like the dark night of the soul, when I really felt lost and I was really disconnected. My spiritual gifts started to awaken. And in the introduction, I wrote about how I had a dream when I was first pregnant that I actually saw my daughter 4 years in the future before we even knew we were having a girl. And I had a really intense pregnancy. I was really, 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 really sick. And one night right before I went to bed, I had passed out, and my husband woke me up, cleaned me up, and tucked me in, and I started crying, and I said a prayer to God, you know, source, universe, asking for help. And that night I had a dream. And I saw my daughter 4 years in the future. I saw what she would look like. I saw her curly hair. And at this time, I didn't even understand any of that. I didn't understand that that was possible, but I somehow connected in and knew that that was real. And so after that, everything's just started to unfold. And that's why I call it the dark night of the souls, because there's this breaking down of who you thought you were so that you can become who you really are. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like in order to rebuild, you kind of have to demolish the structure that's already in place, So, yeah, very much so. I thought it was just I thought that that was an interesting story, because you've gone through so many challenges, and that led you to learning different modalities of treatment or helping people. Can you talk a little bit about how that unrolled, with the hypnotherapy and the other even oils that you use? Can you tell us about that journey and how those tools came into place?
Yes. So after I had my first child, I was diagnosed with postpartum depression, and that became a catalyst for me, because the doctor had put me on a medication, and I had a really, really nasty reaction to it. Like, it really just made me feel so weird, and it made me feel so, it was like almost an out-of-body experience for me. It just was not something that I should have been taking. And after that, I just immediately was, my inner compass knew that I should not be taking anything like that. And so I started to go to a counselor, and they kept trying to say, oh, you really should take this. And I kept saying, no, I'm looking for an alternative. I need an alternative way to heal myself. I'm looking for a natural way to heal myself. And so through the depression, I had to go off on this journey and really figure out how to, find something that worked for me and follow my inner guidance. And it was really hard, because when somebody outside of you is telling you, do this, and there's this part of you that knows that that does not work for you, so you do what's best for you. And I just had to go on this journey of self-exploration and self-healing, and I was still having dreams, I was still getting guidance, and it caused me to go looking for a school to become a holistic practitioner. And once I started all the classes, it was like I was home, because I was learning so much, and I became like a sponge, and I was soaking it up, and I was, utilizing everything that I was learning to heal myself. And I really feel like that is a part of the journey. The healer's journey is that we go through this, dark night of the soul, and then we go on this journey to find out how do we connect in, how do we heal ourselves, how do we, learning about all of these new alternative self-healing techniques and tools that become transformational for our own journey. And through that, I just couldn't wait to share what had worked for me with other people. And hypnotherapy is a huge one. At a very young age, I actually came across a book called The Power of the Subconscious Mind, which was just so fascinating to me. And so I look back at all these years and I think, wow, there was always these signposts where I was headed, because I found that book when I was probably 19, and it became such a place of safety for me that I would always go back to it, because when I would read it, it would really help me understand how the mind works, how I'm creating the reality around me, how to release my limited beliefs and all of that. So, and then going to school helped me to understand it even on a deeper level, how to apply it, and then how to use that to help other people.
Yeah. It's funny when you have that hindsight vision, seeing those signposts, and it's kind of funny that, so many times it's hindsight. It's like when that signpost is there, we don't realize that some of the moments that we're living how pivotal that they will be in the future. As far as points of significance.
Yes, for sure. Looking back and realizing that your whole entire journey kind of set you up to where you were meant to be all along, and you thought your challenges were just something that was bad luck, but really it was something that was
right.
It was a part of your path.
A piece of the puzzle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So first of all, we do have a few people in the queue. Would you mind after a break, which is about halftime, that maybe we take a couple calls and questions and have you maybe pull a card for them, just so people can get an idea?
Yes.
Is that okay?
I'd love that.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. So I just wanted to ask that right up front because we have a few people there in the queue, and I just wanted them to know that we'll be doing that. So, now the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle. Now it's not really like a fortune telling deck, and it's not tarot. So how would you describe your deck?
Yeah, it's okay. So there's 77 cards in the deck. Each one of them I call a soul lesson. So they're going to be they're kind of mixed with life coaching. I wanted to bridge the gap between life coaching and spirituality, intuition, connection with divine, because I've always been on the path of self-help at a very young age, and it just became I just got all these guided messages that. To put those two together, to be able to bring in kind of a bridge for people to understand their own spiritual awakening, but also have practical tools that they could use to help shift their perspective, to help shift their energy, to help shift the way that they're thinking so that they can create a new reality. But in order to do that, we have to know what's going on within us first. So each one of these cards, when I was writing this deck, it was almost like lessons that I would go through, and then I would I was guided to write it in first person. I would just went through that lesson, and maybe it would take, a few days, and I'd meditate on it, and then I would come, and I would know when it was time to write the card. So that in that way, Spirit was guiding me to create a deck that had things that have to do with everyday emotional things that happen to us so that we can work through that. Because if we're not working through our emotions, we are actually stuffing them down, and we do ourselves a great disservice because that cuts off our connection, that cuts off our intuition, that becomes an emotional block. It actually becomes kind of systems in place that we set for ourselves that we end up tiptoeing around so that we don't recreate that, because it's like dormant energy that's just keeping blocking us from moving forward. And it's stagnant, and it will wake up the next time we get reminded of, or we'll see a similar situation or a similar place or a similar person. And so if we can actually do the inner work so that we can look at our blind spots, so that we can look at our emotional pain, so that we can not be afraid of it, that's when we can really tap into it, feel it, release it, and then it turns into wisdom and it turns into guidance. And we also move it out so that we can hear and feel more clearly, and that's when guidance starts to pour in. So each one of the messages can be sometimes a little intense because they're designed to speak directly to you and what's going on in your emotional world.
Yeah, and sometimes it requires intense, to grab the attention, now one of the things I liked is kind of after each of the messages, you have intuitive life coaching questions, and I think in the introduction you indicated that you have those as a way of helping the seeker use their intuition to coach themselves. So can you tell us a little bit about, the questions and that idea of being one's own coach?
Yes, so I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to look at the book right now and see some questions. So, for example, in the booklet on the boundaries card number 28, that's going to speak about that. If you draw that card, it's going to help you understand that in order to change your circumstances, that's an area you need to look at in your life. And so you'll read the message, and the message will help you to integrate or fully understand what's going on in regards to boundaries. And then to go even deeper, you want to ask yourself the right questions so you can fully understand why you're experiencing that and what's going on within you in order to shift it. So the intuitive life coaching questions that you will journal on would be, in what areas of your life are your boundaries currently being challenged, and in what ways? Even though that's a simple question, when you start to journal that, writing is going to really help you dig deep about what's going on. Because when we write, we just start to, it's so much different than actually thinking. It gives us the ability to access emotions or different angles of our situation that we never really thought about before. Does that make sense?
Well, plus I've always felt that the writing is a confirmation of wanting to bring that thought into reality. You know, it's like taking that thought and now it's on paper. You know, so I mean, to me, it was always that idea of, you know, rather than just think, you know, when you're taking that step, and it's a simple step of just writing it, but nonetheless, I think it's, I may be reading too much into my writing, but that's what I thought.
Yes, sure. It just becomes a way to where we can, when we ask the right questions, it helps us to see what are our patterns in the way that we are seeing a certain situation in our life. And it helps us get clear.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you something, Kelly, and this is kind of funny or weird, but I'm sitting here, and actually the boundaries card was one I pulled before I started the show. And
I don't believe in coincidences.
No,
it's so
either.
Often that you say that because.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say that, you know, I truly believe, you know, I have seen so many times that whenever there is something that's really important that needs to be talked about, you know, that kind of confirmation pops up, you know. So I've always paid attention to that. So.
I was going to ask you, because as soon as I flipped to that page, I had this awareness that it was a message for our listeners. So is it okay if I read it?
Oh, absolutely.
Read that
card? Please, obviously. It's important.
Okay.
Do.
So this is the message from the boundaries card. You're learning the gentle art of setting boundaries and saying no. It's not only okay to say no sometimes, but imperative when it comes to living a life in alignment with your authentic self. If you're a person who almost always says yes, doing things that are not in your best interest and spreading yourself too thin, it is definitely time to take back your personal power. When you're able to set firm boundaries for yourself and the people in your life, you're saying yes to yourself. You're giving yourself more time and freedom to focus on what your soul needs. If it's in your best interest to take time to focus on your business, on school, on family, or anything else that is important to you, you won't have the energy or the time to do so if you try to be all things to all people. Remember that it is an illusion to think that other people can make you feel a certain way. Other people can't make you feel anything. Only you are in charge of your feelings. You are in charge of your life, and you get to choose what is in your best interest. Make peace with the fact that this is what you need right now. The people who truly love and support you will understand when you have to focus on your own needs. The ones who don't might not be relationships that serve your highest good. So that's a really hard lesson, right?
It is. You know, it's a hard. Yeah, it is a difficult thing, especially if your heart is wanting to help everyone. You know, to put others before yourself, and we're socialized. You know, really to in many ways to. That is the way, you know, that's the way to do it. But if you're not healthy and vibrant, then you're really not a very effective use to help other people.
Yes. So, yeah, I think that message is important for so many reasons. And for me, it was really about helping me to see the areas of my life where I try so hard to people please and understanding why. Because when we understand the why do I try to people please? Why am I afraid to say no? oh, I'm afraid of conflict, but why am I afraid of conflict? And we just keep digging deeper and deeper. What am I afraid that will happen if I'm in conflict? Oh, I'm afraid this person won't like me anymore, and maybe they won't be a part of my life anymore. And so we keep just digging deep, and then we start to understand how and why we're navigating the way we navigate the world around us and even our relationships. And when we bring awareness to that, that gives us great power to make changes.
Yeah, very, very much so. Now, I just want to let people know in the queue, we're going to be taking a break shortly, and then we'll take callers. One of the things that obviously makes Dex unique is the artwork, you know, and I believe yours was by a Frederick Calandini.
Yes.
So, and it's abstract art. So tell us about your choice of the art. And the artist, and why you did that.
Okay, so in the beginning, I feel like even moving forward, anytime I create a deck, it's going to be abstract art because it's just a reflection of my soul energy and what I love, and really when I met Frederick, I was having all of these dreams and guidance that I was going to do an app, and I didn't know at the time because this started out as an Oracle card app. And at the time, I had no idea. I was trying to build the app myself. And one night I had a dream where I saw a logo in my dream, and then I woke up and I told my husband, I was like, oh, my goodness, because I tell him all my dreams. I was like, oh, I think I know who's going to make my app. And so he was like, I realized that I had seen that logo before in my phone, and I had unconsciously, without knowing, I had downloaded one of his Oracle card apps in the past. So I went to his website, and it said, contact us to create your app. And so I then submitted to him all my writing because the writing had been coming through, and I didn't have any artwork, but I had told him, I was like, this is my idea. I just want, you know, and I love digital designs and digital artwork as well, and I just wanted very colorful, abstract, beautiful energy type cards that hold very beautiful, high vibrational energies because of the colors, because colors is really important to me. I just wanted people to be able to look at it, feeling a feeling of uplifting, and then being able to just by looking at the card, have their own interpretation of how those images make them feel or what kind of emotions that they bring up when you look at them, because they're so abstract that abstract will give you kind of an your own intuitive interpretation when you look at it, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, oh, absolutely. Yeah, they are. They're really, it's beautiful, beautiful artwork. Before we get to the break in a few minutes, can you talk about the intuitive life coaching aspect? You know, I understand when I read the introduction in the book about you having at one time two websites, life coaching and the intuitive aspect. So can you talk about those and how they came together to doing what you're doing right now?
Yes. Right now or after break?
Well, we do that right now, and then we'll be at the bottom of the hour, and that'll be okay.
Okay, so I was really confused. Actually, I think this is I really feel like this is something that happens to a lot of people, because people that I've worked with have explained to me that happens to them a lot. So it's like because the intuitive part is so spiritual, and I was so afraid to kind of step out into the world as a spiritual person who has, you know, dreams that give me guidance and has intuition and navigate my life through that way. I was so afraid of how people might perceive that I had put myself kind of into this idea, this that was blocking me, and that idea was that my intuitive clients were one client and my life coaching clients were another client. And that's when I started having guidance and awareness, because I could not move forward. I was trying to build two different websites, and until I started to have this overwhelming guidance and that said, no, all of who you are is what you have to offer, and you have to bring them together. And until you bring them together, it won't be whole. And so we tend to kind of like separate ourselves, but it isn't until we bring everything together that makes up the unique energy of what it is we have to offer. So that was huge for me to finally just, because I had never heard of intuitive life coaching. It wasn't something that I had seen anyone else do. It was just something that came to me in my dreams and awareness of when I was shown to bring them together. So it was such an amazing epiphany that I had, and finally just being able to let go of the inner conflict of thinking that I had to show up one way when I was a completely other person, like that I had to separate myself to make other people happy again. It goes back to that people pleasing, or what are people going to think? No, you show up authentic, and from that place, the right people will come. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes, I like that story because, you know, we all do have various facets, and I think, you know, the beauty is bringing them all together. That's what makes each and every one of us unique. So, okay, so we are at the bottom of the hour here, Kelly, so I want to take this back. Break I've been talking about, and then when we come back, we'll take a few callers, and then maybe if we have enough time, close out the show by talking about life coaching and core principles, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Okay, great. Okay, everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,400 shows we have had over the past 9 years. Also on the site is a link to the products and services we provide: books, photography, a wellness store, and self-publishing assistance. Our show is a free podcast on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can subscribe for free on any of those platforms by using the links on our website homepage. We are on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc. And we also have buttons to those platforms at the top of our homepage. Our website, biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, you're listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and today my special guest is Kelly T. Smith, and she is the creator of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards. And again, you can find out more about Kelly by visiting her website, which is www.intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. And Kelly is K-E-L-L-Y. So Intuitive Life Coaching with Kelly.com. Okay, with that, we're back. Kelly?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Okay, great. Yeah, so we have a few callers here, and I really appreciate you taking, you know, their questions, and because I think for, you know, it's a great way to let people know exactly what your oracle is about. So the first caller we have is Catherine, and she's calling from New York. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Catherine. So nice to meet
you.
Hi. So nice to meet you, too.
Did you have a question for Kelly?
Yes.
Yes,
thank you. I did a project last year, an online event, and I'm going to do it again this year, and I was just wondering if you see that being more successful than it was last year, anything around that, I greatly appreciate.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to draw a couple cards for you, if that's okay.
Sure. Thank you so much. Okay, so I am getting a lot of spiritual energy around you. A couple of the cards that I drew are very like the very spiritual cards in the deck. So I got energy healer and spiritual teacher, and also the spiritual growth card. So those cards are all about. Also the first card that I drew was soulmate. So when I put. I just want to tune in for just a second to ask what the message of all four of these together are for you. Oh.
Okay, so here's the message, is that you in your heart already know the answer, and that, so kind of working through this idea that you failed, that something didn't work out the way it was supposed to work out, but understanding that when you try again, it's just another level of going, now you have more information, now you have the right people, now you've learned the right tools, now you're in a place where it's going to be easier for you, because it's all about divine timing. And when I get the soulmate card, it's showing me that there's someone that's probably coming into the picture that is a part of this that you may or may not have met yet, or maybe they weren't ready the last time you tried the project, but it feels like there's a different energy coming in. And then the energy around energy healer, it says your natural ability to heal yourself and others is needed now. So it's just, there's so much energy around you doing whatever this project is, because it's going to make a difference. And it just has a spiritual energy around it in regards to helping people and kind of a community type thing. And then the spiritual growth card, it just reminds us that I'm just going to read this for just a second. It says, you're currently experiencing a lesson required for your spiritual evolution. And that goes back to understanding that everything that you went through in the past is just a part of you gaining more tools and more awareness and more understanding so that you can integrate that for the next time around. But it's never because you failed. It's just because we always keep going back to something until it's the right time. And each time we come back to it, we're at a different place, a more evolved place to be able to do that thing that we're being called to do. So it's like you've been called to do this. You know that, and so really go in and embrace that and say yes and strengthen your visualization, ask for guidance, you know, and really strengthen your resolve with knowing that this isn't going to go away. It's always going to be something that comes back because it feels like a part of something you're meant to do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
Great.
So it's exciting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, you put a spring in my step. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, Catherine.
Thank you. Beautiful show. Thank you both so much.
Thank you,
welcome.
Catherine.
Okay. Yeah, she's got a lot of that spirituality stuff going on around her with it, you know, and That's fun. It can be fun. I mean, you can make fun of it. So anyway, we have another caller, and this is Kathy, and she's calling from Georgia. I believe Georgia. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Kathy.
How about you?
Great. I call in relationship. Dating a guy named Tony. He's been acting weird, distant lately. I don't even know how to explain it. Can you see what's going on with him and us?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said, can you see what's going on with us, him?
Yes. And I'm going to use my Oracle cards to help you kind of gain a deeper understanding of also what's going on within you, because it's when you understand what's going on within you and why you're feeling this way, it also gives you the tools to be able to honor your intuition. Because usually when you feel something is off, it's because something's off. So being able to trust that and being able to understand that it's not about even needing to know exactly what's going on at the time, but just being able to trust. And I always say, ask for guidance. You know, say prayer is directing energy. So if you feel like something is off, it's really important for you for the truth to unfold. I have this magical prayer that I always say that reveals everything. And it's that I will just ask, I will say a prayer, and I will say, I will talk to Source, God, and ask for the truth to unfold and for the light to shine on anything that is that feels off to me, so that I don't feel like I have to tiptoe around that and I can finally be free. Because when people show up with masks on, like metaphorical masks, where they're not showing us our true colors, but then something feels off, then it's because it most likely is off, and we need to honor that first and then ask for the truth to be shown. And when you ask for the truth to be shown, that's when everything just kind of unfolds in a really amazing way. So I just wanted to first share that with you. And now I'm going to draw a few cards. So the question is, just needing to know, understand what is going on in your relationship with Tony, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have this thing about my work is that I never tell people what to do, but I help people understand and access what they already know. So here we're going to go.
That part of the message?
yeah. Okay, so Kathy, we have a lot. The first card is approval. It says choose to approve of yourself and others will too. There's a lot of the cards that I pulled around this situation have to do with both, like this person going through just a lot of turmoil right now, and it's showing up as a lot of turmoil, and but it's also causing you to go within and ask you, what do you want? I drew the Universal Bank card, and the Universal Bank card says everything you need to thrive is already here. We usually, when we draw that card, it has to do with a lot of financial upset, or it has to do with energy of, you know, financial crisis or worrying about finances and stuff like that. There's also the old habit card, which says an old habit may be keeping you from moving forward. And so this is like a transformational energy that has to do with the, like, relationship patterns that you tend to get into, or maybe give somebody the benefit of the doubt when it's not, and kind of let something slide that really doesn't feel right for you. So Spirit is just saying that it's time for you to honor. Again, it's time for you to honor how you feel. I also got the Judgment card, and it says you're being asked to let go of all judgments and forgive those that judge you. So there's a lot of relationship turmoil in regards to this specific situation of a person going through. So they're already in their own, traumatic. They're going through their own stuff. So we don't know what's going on with them, but we know that they're really being challenged, and then there's an aspect of kind of shutting down right now. And then the other card that I drew is the soul group, and it says you're getting ready to unite with members of your soul family. So that means that there's a whole new relationship cycle opening up to you, and the way that you show up in relationships is also very important for you to be able to say, yes, this is what I want, or no, this is not healthy for me. Yes, this is what I need. So really, Spirit is just saying that there's a lot going on within him that's causing him to shut down. And so you're feeling it like a personal rejection too as well. And then there's a lot of fear around, you know, worrying about what this person might be doing and stuff like that. But just understand that they are in a dark place right now. Does that make sense? That's what the cards are showing me.
Because I'm so confused. He's in it. So basically, what I hear is he's in a dark space right now, and it has nothing to do with me. It's his dark space, first of all, right?
Yes. So it's this person is showing up, really experiencing some heavy things in his spiritually, mentally, and physically. Like there's a lot going on. They're not always open about what's going on. But they're struggling.
Does it show what he's struggling about?
No, my Oracle cards are. My Oracle cards are all about like helping you to see the relationship patterns, but they're not going to tell you like what's going on within him specifically, but help you understand what the general theme is.
Yep. So the pattern
He's going through his things right now. It's like he's going through his things right now, you know, and that those are things he has to go through. So like even wanting to know what it's all about, you want to know that really doesn't matter because it's his thing that he has to do by himself. And what that's doing is causing you to think about your stuff and what you want to do and you know what's important to you and that. So I mean that's what it sounds like. Is that kind of, am I interpreting that right?
So I'm going to read one of the cards that I drew for you is number is the approval card, and I'm just going to read the message. It says this card represents you or someone around you who is emotionally dependent on the approval of others. Emotional dependency occurs when we give away our personal power, thinking that others have or can say what we need to make us happy. We may feel extra clingy and or have unrealistic expectations of those around us, causing us to get disappointed easily. This dependency happens to all of us at some point in our life. What needs to be addressed here is our own insecurities and why the approval of others, companionship of others, of other people is more important and so important that we devalue ourselves in the process. In reality, you are the one that you need right now, no one else. This card calls for you to reconnect with and believe in yourself. It's a reminder that even when someone disapproves of or doesn't like you, it is not a direct representation of who you are. It is only one's perspective of who you are. You do not need anyone's approval to make you happy, as true happiness is a state of being that you can access at any time, simply by tuning into its frequency. Today, choose to be happy regardless. Choose to value your own opinions, even and especially when other people don't. This too shall pass. Your lesson here, learn to love yourself again, know that you have value and purpose, and that you are beautiful inside and out no matter what. You have Your love and acceptance of yourself is the key ingredient for your healing process right now.
Well, I think that's a perfect note, Kelly, for Kathy.
That's from your Orco
okay,
deck?
Yes, that's
she read right
from
her deck.
From my
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
It's a cool one. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Kelly, we have one more caller, and it's Anne from California, other side of the country. Hello, Anne?
Hello.
Hello. You
Hi.
Have a question there for
Hi,
Kelly?
Hi, Anne. Hi. Yes. I would like to know about what you see are my spiritual gifts coming forward, and how can I use that in my next career path?
Awesome. Well, today I'm not doing psychic readings, but I'm using my Oracle deck to draw cards for you. So is that
yeah.
okay? I'm going to draw a few cards for you. So ask
uh-huh.
me the question again.
What spiritual gifts are coming forward, and how can I use that in my next career path?
Okay. Awesome. That's a perfect question for this deck. What spiritual gifts are coming forward, and how can Anne use that in her next career path? Ooh, yay. I'm so excited to share this with you.
It works.
Okay. So first let me just tell you that your spiritual gifts, I just drew this spiritual gifts card. It says you're
Whoa.
In the process of developing and fine-tuning your spiritual gifts. And I have to read that message for you because I love about these cards is that, again, on an interpersonal level, it's not going to tell you your future, but it's going to give you, like, very spot-on information about what's going on in your inner world, which is really what
right.
we all need to be working on if we want to make changes in our reality. So I'm going to read this for you. It says,
great.
You're learning to trust and integrate your spiritual gifts in your own daily life. And you can also use your spiritual gifts when working with others. Your spiritual gifts could be clairvoyance, clairaudience, energy healing, intuitive knowing, seeing auras, and many others. Be gentle with yourself during this process, and remember that developing your spiritual gifts does not involve thinking more, relying on your intellect. If you find yourself trying to figure things out intellectually, you could be blocking your spiritual process. This card comes to you today to remind you that using your sixth sense is a natural ability. It is not something that you have to work at. It is simply something that you have to allow and trust. Trust, meditation, and patience are key ingredients when working with and developing your spiritual gifts. As you naturally allow and trust the process to unfold, more and more information will be revealed to you. Anytime you're trying too hard, you're not in the flow of receiving. But rest assured, even the most experienced people second-guess their abilities to receive divine information from time to time. If you're frustrated with your ability to develop your spiritual gifts or use your gifts to help others, it's time to call on your higher self and ask for help with letting go or overthinking the process. Put your faith in the divine knowing and timing. So, I drew so many more cards for you. So the other card that I drew says you're a shooting star and you're about to step into your fullest potential. Now, this card is about you coming into this place in your life where you're finally allowing yourself to show up 100% authentic and be true to yourself. And because we drew the spiritual gifts card, it's saying that you have that you're a healer, you're an intuitive, you're all of those aspects of who you are starting to come forward. And I also drew the old soul card, and it says you have lived many lifetimes and gained wisdom beyond your years. Usually when I draw this card for people, it shows me that I am working with a person who is extremely wise, who seems to be in touch with, has the ability to always, kind of say the right thing right when somebody needs to hear that message. So you would be a person that just really is in tune. Like probably a lot of people come to you for help and you're constantly guiding or helping them understand something because you're just a wise soul. And also when I draw this card, it means that you're being asked to share your messages more and more in whatever way feels comfortable for you. Mm-hmm. I also drew the Universal Mind card, and it says you're about to receive the solution to your problems or concern. Now, this card is Spirit asking you to ask for help. So, again, through prayer and guidance, we ask to be shown, what's the next right action step for me? How can I, whatever it is you need to develop your spiritual gifts is going to show up for you, whether it's a book, whether it's a mentor, whether it's a teacher. So really get clear on what you're needing help with and know that you're not alone, that you have a spiritual team that's going to guide you through that. And then the very first card that I drew is the Void. Now, the Void card usually shows us that something is going, feels empty within us unless we're being true to our soul. And that means that something's trying to birth within you. There's something that, a gift that you have to share with the world that's almost being blocked. And the more we block it, the more unhappy we feel, the more disconnected, the more bleak life starts to look or feel. Like, and it isn't until we finally say yes to that thing that we feel like we're not worthy of, and we finally just start to take baby steps toward it, that empty feelingness within us starts to go away. So I'd love to hear what you think about that, but those are the cards that I drew for you.
Yeah, wonderful. Those are all spot on. So, I mean, I don't have something in my mind like I know what the Void card is, but yeah, I understand all of them.
So Anne, do you think that you have been overthinking? Because when Kelly was reading it, it seemed like when she was mentioning, you know, giving it, overthinking things or that kind of thing, kind of sometimes can block the gifts. Is that something?
No, it's not a matter of overthinking. It's a matter of the base of your thinking. It has to be from your heart. Your decisions have to be made and the actions have to be taken from your heart and not your head.
Yes. Awesome.
Yep. Well, thanks for calling, Anne. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the show. Thank you for the reading.
You're very welcome.
We'll keep listening.
Thank you. Well, boy, Kelly, you know, it's interesting. There have been already several coincidences with the cards just in today's show, which kind of tells me that's kind of a powerful deck that you have there.
Thank you. Yes, and,
no,
you know, I am... Oh, sorry, go ahead. I just wanted to explain to you, like, I'm an intuitive reader, and so the way that I work when I work with people is I get intuitive guidance, and yes, when I, you know, work with people, I can get visions and direct understanding of what's going on with other people, but really, because we're talking about this deck today, it's more about helping people discern for themselves, helping them trust what they already know. And that's what these cards are about, is they will take you deep into an awareness and say, yes, I already knew that, because that's Spirit telling you, don't second guess what you already know, because it's about learning to navigate your life from it, learning to have that inner connection, not seeking for other people to give it to you, but learning to develop it within yourself. I feel like that's so important in the energy that we're in right now.
It is, you know, and the whole thing, I think, with, you know, even getting readings and with the cards, to me, those are tools to confirm for the seeker, you know, what it is that they've been feeling or thinking. So, I mean, it's just like, because it can be, for some people, it can be unsettling, you know, the idea of, you know, what they're seeing or feeling, you know, is what I'm trying to say. It's for some people, it can be, questionable. You know, it's like, you know, how do I know that this is the case? So let me go to, you know, get a reading from someone, or let me, or like, for example, in today's show, when we had those confirmations of the boundaries and the cards of the spiritual gift, you know, those were, to me, you know, confirmations of that this is all working right. You know, it's working as it should. And I think that's what really people are looking for, is that, that confirmation that, you know, what I'm thinking, feeling is true.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the more we listen to that and acknowledge it, the louder it gets.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this, I really enjoyed our show today, Kelly. It's just kind of flown by. We didn't get a chance to talk about the five core principles of intuitive life coaching, but people can go to your website and find out more about it, and they can contact you there. So, and you are also on social media, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
intuitive
so
life coaching with Kelly.
Yep, absolutely. So thank you, Kelly, for your time. I love your deck. I've really been having fun with it. And thanks. You know, before we close, there was one thing when we were talking about the questions at the end. You said journaling. I just want to maybe before we go, you would recommend that people journal and maybe you can use those as guides to what to journal about.
Yes, so sometimes when that mental energy, you know, because that message came through today, sometimes when we are trying to access guidance, we'll get stuck in our mental energy, and writing actually brings you out of that. It will give you, you'll start to write usually from an emotional place when you ask the right questions, and then once you get all of your true feelings out, it makes space for guidance to come in, and you'll just start writing answers to your own questions. A lot of people do that. It's a very powerful way to connect inward. And also utilizing like the intuitive life coaching questions helps you dive deeper into an awareness of the way you're thinking and your perceptions and kind of the box that we put ourselves in regards to what we are thinking or believing about ourselves. So, yes, it's very, very powerful.
Great. Well, thank you for your time today, Kelly. I really appreciate it.
Robert, it was amazing to meet you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. And I'll connect on social media and hopefully follow your journey. So you have a good day.
Awesome. Thank you. You too.
You're
bye.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, everyone, today my special guest has been Kelly T. Smith. We've been talking about her new deck, the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards. Again, you can find out more about the deck and also about what Kelly has to offer by visiting her website, which is www.intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Remember, our show is available as a free podcast from Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. To follow our show, visit our homepage at byteradio.me. and select the platform you use most. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. Until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.